You're listening to the Untaming podcast.
Rewild the Child.
An anthropological,
biological,
cross-cultural,
evolutionary,
and physiological approach to childhood from preconception to adulthood.
Hello, I'm Anita.
I'm Nathan.
And we are from the Homeschool Project podcast. And this is 10 questions in 10 minutes with the Untaming podcast. We have three kids. The ages are 9, 6, and 3. And we currently live in Northeast Ohio in the United States. And we are supposed to read the script as it is written and give our answers. So here we go. Number one is actually you.
Okay. So what are your 5 favorite series? Choose just one medium. So book series, movie series, TV series, or podcast series. I don't know if I have any that many series that I really like. So what I did was I just wrote down my 5 favorite books because I love to read. And those are 1, Jupiter's Travels by Ted Simon. A Walk in the Woods by Bill Bryson. The Long Walk by Bernard Mautissier. Unbroken by Laura Hildebrand, and The Long Walk by Slavomir Rawitz.
All right. 2, what were your 5 favorite series as a child or would have been if they were around when you were a child? Okay. So I'm going to go with a TV series because she again says to use one medium. Young Riders, which was basically about the Pony Express, because I was obsessed with horses and farms growing up.
Which, if you're not from the United States, that's like cowboys.
Yes. Rescue 911, Unsolved Mysteries, Family Matters, and all things Nickelodeon. Please don't judge me by these, but I'm going to be honest here. So, that is question 2. 3. We're both going to answer these. As a child, what did you want to be when you grew up? So I'll go first. I wanted to be either a teacher or a nurse. And it's kind of funny because I ended up being both. I am a registered nurse. And up until about 3 years ago, I was working full-time as a nurse and then decided to homeschool our kids. So now I am actually a teacher for our own children.
And my dream was to be a photographer and writer for National Geographic. I did not end up being a writer or photographer for National Geographic, but it really shaped me reading those magazines growing up. I used to love it, and I still have that sense of adventure.
Okay, so 4, putting aside all food sensitivities, allergies, and ethical restrictions, what is your dream meal? All right. This will be probably interesting.
It's going to get gross.
We said, remember, you don't have to worry about health or anything. So as a starter meal, I would choose melon wrapped in prosciutto, which we haven't had that in a while, but we used to eat that
a lot. It's a good one.
In Florida, especially, very refreshing. For my main meal, I would choose a salty and greasy New York style cheese pizza. It has to meet both those requirements with a side of Greek salad. And the Greek salad has to have a scoop of that Greek potato salad in the center of it. That was one of my favorite things from one of the Greek restaurants we used to eat at. Along with a few tostones de pana, which is very typical side dish in Puerto Rico, where my family's from. You can look that up if you don't know what that is. And a bottle of Moosehead beer. It's my favorite beer.
And for it's Canadian.
That's right. And for dessert, a really good slice of homemade flan with a shot of limoncello. I got so hungry when we were writing this up.
Yes, Emily, you made us extremely hungry and I had nothing to eat that night.
Nothing as exciting as this.
Very sad. So here's what I got. I had to write this down because this is probably the most important question you asked. So first I'd start off with the filet mignon with grilled asparagus and roasted potatoes. I would have a tomato and cucumber salad with chunks of mozzarella. Mm. You like that one?
I do. Yeah.
And I would have a glass of Cabernet Sauvignon. And for dessert, a piece of tres leches and a Cuban coffee to finish it off.
That's amazing.
Now I have to go find somewhere to get all this.
Yes.
Thanks, Emily.
All right, number five. There is a natural disaster. All of your family, friends, and animals are safe, but you can only take 3 keepsakes or personal items with you. What are they? Okay, so the one thing I thought of was the device that basically stores all of our family photos, whatever device that is. We actually have an external hard drive, so if I could grab that. But other than that, I was telling Nathan, like, I really can't think of anything else, because if we have our family with us and everybody's safe, I don't have much else that would be that important, really, to bring with me. You know, I do love my wedding band because it signifies our marriage. But even if that was lost, it'd be okay. So
our love signifies our marriage.
That's,
I thought,
right.
Not a diamond ring.
No, but this was a marriage. It's a memory of our wedding day. I hope somebody understands.
All right. Mine, photo albums, my journals, which I started journaling when I left college and took my first overseas trip backpacking for several months overseas. And I've been journaling ever since. And I really like to give those to the kids one day before we pass. You know, they could have those after we're gone. And I keep a box of all the kids' things that they give me. Not everything, because you can't do that. But like their little drawings or their handprint from when they were, you know, real little. But kind of like Anita said, I just don't care about material possessions at all. So as long as the family gets out, and the dog, even though he's a pain, him too, we're good.
Yeah. And thank goodness for Nathan, because I don't journal. So all would be lost without you. Okay. Number 6. What is an aspect of rewilding you really want to improve or learn more about? I actually would love to learn more about foraging, because I do find it really interesting. And I think it's a good survival skill to know.
I actually wrote the same thing.
Really?
Foraging. Yeah. I realized how important foraging was when our son ate a mushroom out of our yard when he was little one day. And so I looked it up, and I love the outdoors, but I can't tell the difference between mushrooms and certain types of edible plants, which is really important. And when I looked up these mushrooms, one was okay to, if he ate it, and the other one was called the angel of death, and I'm not making that up. And so we had to get on a phone call with
Poison control.
Mm-hmm. And basically they told us to wait it out and see what happens and monitor. And that was like the worst
feeling ever.
Few hours we've ever, you know, had. So that would be great. Also, if you ever read the book Into the Wild, you don't want to end up like that story. This is about a guy who went up to Alaska and lived up there off the land and then ate something that ended up killing him because he didn't know what it was. Or he thought it was something else. So foraging is really important.
Spoiler alert.
Yes. It's an old book. It's an old movie and an old book. It's been around.
Okay. For those of you who haven't, now you know how it ends.
It's a true story.
Oh, true.
Yeah.
Good point. All right. Number 7. What is one part of natural movement you're trying to improve for yourself? As I say this, I'm like fixing myself. It would be posture. Terrible. I have terrible posture.
Is this the one with cold exposure?
Yeah.
Right. So I picked cold exposure, and good example of what we started doing. We went and did the polar bear plunge in Lake Erie a week or two ago. Super cold.
Yeah.
But we mustered up the courage with the family and went and jumped in there. And every night when I take a shower, I do start off with a regular shower with warm water, but I end every shower with super cold water, and I sit there and bask in it for a little bit before I shut it off. And for two reasons. One, it makes you feel amazing once you're out. Number two, it's makes you, you really don't want to do it because it's not it's uncomfortable, which means once every day that you do something uncomfortable, it's a mental challenge that I think you make, you know, helps you grow.
Mm-hmm. All right. Number 8. You've suddenly found yourself 20,000 years ago living in a small band hunter-gatherer group. Without saying why, what do you find most challenging and least challenging? Most challenging, making clothing. Least challenging, living a more simplified life in nature.
Mm. I wrote most challenging, no toilet paper equals a dirty bottom. And the least challenging is becoming more connected to the earth and the natural world, which we already love. So I guess that would make sense.
Yeah. All right. Number 9, what is your favorite medium to learn through? A physical book, reading on a screen, stop it, listening to an audiobook, watching a video or other. He is so judging me right now. I am a visual learner, so it would have to be a video or an in-person workshop. Actually, in-person anything is my ideal over a video. So that's mine.
A book for her is like sprinkling sleeping dust all over her. Yes. Give her 2 minutes, she's done. Done. Mine is a physical book though. Yes. That's fine.
All right, number 10. In no more than 20 words, what do you see happening globally over the next 200 years? It's going to be you, actually.
Okay. So this is a tough one. You know, if you told me 10, 20 years, I could probably come up with something. But I think that far in the future, out of necessity, there has to be a move to self-reliance, sustainability. And I really hope people taking more personal responsibility for their health, their food, and their futures in general, and not relying on government entities to take care of them.
All right. So thank you, Emily, for having us and letting us join in on the fun. Nathan and I host, like I said at the beginning, the Homeschool Project podcast, where we discuss topics on homeschooling, parenting, education, and all other kinds of stuff. And our podcasts are found on most podcast listening apps. And we also have a website, www.thehomeschoolprojectpodcast.com. And we're also found on Instagram and Facebook. So we'd love to have you join us and follow us.
Absolutely. Thanks, Emily.
Bye.
If you enjoyed this episode, you can join the discussions on our Facebook and Instagram pages. To hear more, subscribe for free on the podcast app on your smartphone. We are available on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, Spotify, and all of your favorite podcast platforms. If you would like to offer feedback or suggest a guest, email us at untaming.podcast@gmail.com.